Eef, yes. Going again. Is there any other background that you use when you do this?
No, just occasionally I can do a picture, so I can do my own little thing. You know, you grab some place beautiful that you've been and put yourself right there in the middle of it. I had the Carricker Reed rope bridge off the cliffs of Northern Ireland. Had that as my background for a little while, but I like space. I don't know, something about it makes me feel very worldly, if you will.
No doubt. Well, since Spees is still here for a couple more minutes, you can go look at it. twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. You can see him being Neil deGrasse Spiegel. You are someone whose baseball opinion that I give a lot of weight to. I trust you on these things, and I want to know if I'm wrong for reflexively being like, someone didn't watch the games when it comes to Yasmani Grandal being a Gold Glove
finalist. Oh, man, you are. I completely agree. I completely agree. But here's the thing. Those Gold Gloves, I didn't even get a chance to talk about it. Those Gold Gloves are weird. They've been weird for a long time, and they're weird this year, too. And here's what's odd for this year. It is solely based on the Sabre Defensive Index. There is no longer any
subjective component?
Correct. So they have removed, it used to be that the SDI, the Sabre Defensive Index, accounted for 25% of the voting, and the other 75% came from managers and coaches. They were excused from voting this year because there was only 60 games, and they probably didn't see a lot of out-of-town games and because of the pandemic. So apparently the Sabre Defensive Index values Yasmani Grandal more than others, but that must mean that they put a lot in pitch framing for catch.
Yeah, he is a world-class pitch framer. I did a whole video on it on Instagram. Ironically, the same night where he didn't catch a ball that was tossed to him at home plate. But it strikes me as, I'm glad that you broke that down to hear that the SDI was the main component of this. Because anyone who watched Yasmani Grandal catch this year would say that he was nowhere near a Gold Glove caliber catcher.
No, absolutely. And the MLB's inability to market itself is just, it's always so frustrating. And like yesterday, I was happy that the Gold Glove finalists came out because like, all right, it's in the middle of the World Series. Perfect. That is a backdrop for conversation, so we can talk about this stuff, because all the awards usually get announced much, much later, and they still will. The winners of the Gold Gloves are going to be announced on November 3rd. Is there a lot going on Tuesday, November 3rd? Is that a big day? I know it's the NFL trade deadline, but I think there's something else going on that day.
Yeah, so I remember seeing the trade deadline and being like, that doesn't make sense, especially when the NFL is closing up shop that day so that players can go out and vote. Although, who knows, there might be a game on November 3rd on Tuesday with the way that things are going in the NFL.
Yeah.
Baseball does this every year. It is a frustration. It is something that anyone who is a baseball fan can just write into their calendar for the second week of November.
Mm-hmm.
The distance between the end of the regular season and the awards that are given out for the regular season.
Idiotic, man.
It's really not great.
No. How many times you see the NBA MVP award gets handed out in front of a packed crowd before that player plays a playoff game? How is this so difficult that by the time they give the American League MVP to Jose Abreu, he will have been out of the country for a good 3.5 weeks, probably.
Correct.
It just doesn't make a lick of sense. And, you know, Danny Mendick is a finalist for the second base Gold Glove.
Yeah.
What did he play, 8 games?
Yeah.
9 games?
Like, that's the thing. Like, I'm just sitting there going, oh. Like, there's some that, like, you understand. Like, obviously, Jason Hayward. You understand why that guy is a Gold Glove finalist. You understand why even Kyle Hendricks at his position. You understand why he's a finalist. You understand why Javier Baez is a finalist. Even with McCann had 4 errors this year behind the plate. I'm a McCann stan. I'm someone that thinks that they should figure out a way to keep both of those guys. And even I would tell you, he probably deserves to be there more than Grandal, but I'm not sure that he deserves to be the Gold Glove winner. Him being a finalist is a little bit strange. By the way, you're listening to WSCR HD1 Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. Another thing that I had on my list of things that I wanted to ask you before we send you off into a weekend of shows and things that you're going to do. Are they going to play this game between the Buccaneers and the Raiders? Because it doesn't seem like it's a really good idea to do.
Yeah, this brings me back to the conversation when the pandemic was in full swing and we were talking about what sports could be played and what sports were viable, and the idea of dudes breathing on each other directly, you know, for 80 plays a game, handing a virus back and forth seemed really silly. The whole offensive line has it, correct?
Yeah. So four of the five starters are on the COVID list. They have five more guys on the offensive line on the active roster, two more on the practice squad. Goodness. So they do have enough to field a team. But imagine that you're Derek Carr, and you're like, you're going to send me out there with what? Mm-hmm. With these guys who don't get reps?
You're right.
And ask them to stop this Buccaneers team that is bringing heat defensively? No, thank you. I'm not interested in that.
It's not like asking the Marlins to play whoever they grabbed off a couch and just put him out there at second base. And then, by the way, they made the playoffs with that batch, which is just insane. But, yeah, no, it's
they
not
got
like
themselves
that.
A speed skater, and then he brought his gold medal and ended up doing all right.
I love that story. But, yeah, no, it's not like that. This is, you're right, it's complimentary football, and all of a sudden Derek Carr's got to be dependent on all those guys. You know, this is one of the bigger tests so far for the NFL. We learned it with MLB, and we've seen it so far with the NFL, where they've left the rules and protocols so vague that they can do whatever they want. They can move games to Tuesdays. They can cancel games and put them on Wednesday of a future week. They can do whatever the hell they have to do to make sure they get their season in and their precious broadcast money and postseason money. So, but this is a big test. I don't think that game is going to end up getting played. Now, the way that we're talking about it now, I think that maybe it doesn't get played.
It doesn't seem like it's the right thing to do. And I give them credit. Like, with all the stuff that happened with the Titans, they were able to make up all of that ground. And you can see, like, why, how good they are. And you're right, too, about Vrabel. He may have been the only, like, Belichick disciple to learn, like, all the stuff. Like, let's do the right thing. Let's put guys in the right place to succeed. Let's play to the echo of the whistle. Let's fudge around the edges of the rules. Mm-hmm. He seems to be the only guy that got all of those things.
Yeah, he really does. He's got everything, and the players love him. He's built a great culture. They believe that he's put them in the right position, and that move with the too many men on defense. And I think it was Warren Sharp who was tweeting about it and then shared a play from 2 years ago where he did the same thing.
And he's done it to Belichick.
Yes, where he bought, because he did it on a punt, on the defense of a punt he did it. And Belichick knew it, tried to decline the penalty, but it didn't matter because it stopped the clock and that's all he was trying to get done. Very, very smart and heady head coach. And I think that's a really good team. I think it's a serious beast of a team right now.
They are, and they are in this gauntlet of games that the Bears have over the next 6 weeks, which I will spend a lot of time talking about today. Speegs, I appreciate you. Have fun doing Inside the Clubhouse. It was good to talk with you today, and I look forward to talking to you on the other side of Transition next week.
Thank you, Lawrence. Have a great show, man, and thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
That is Matt Spiegel. I am Lawrence Holmes. We have a lot of stuff that we need to get done today. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Jim's out in Morton Grove. Hey, Jim, you're on The Score.
Hey, how you doing? First of all, thanks for talking about hockey. The media in general underestimates the hockey community out here, and that's been forever. But regarding
I need to push back on you a little bit on that. I don't think
Why?
We do. Because
the numbers tell us
that you aren't there. If we took a group of 100 people and we asked them to say you can watch one of your favorite teams for the rest of your life, not many of them are going to choose the Blackhawks over the Bears, the Cubs, the White Sox, or the Bulls.
Oh, hold on a second. Lawrence, if you did that, I can tell you, living in Chicago, I'm 62 years old, 90% of them are going to say the Bears because they're the darlings of the media. They play once a week.
It's not because they're the darlings of the media. It's because the NFL rates. That's why all of these things happen. It's not because we're not pushing the Bears. People's interest is in the Bears. So we're reflecting that interest. Just because your group of people that does love hockey is loud doesn't mean that they're robust. That's all I'm trying to get you to understand.
Wow.
I don't know what you're wowing about. Like, this is simple dollars and cents.
Let the record show.
Oh, he hung up?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
And unless there's some breaking news today, we are not going to talk about hockey. It's so funny that someone texted in and said, are callers like that part of the reason that hosts don't talk more hockey? Yes. They're very similar, and I would consider myself part of this group, very similar to MMA people, where it's like, why aren't you talking about it? You should be talking about Khabib versus Gaethje. And then I talk about it like, you don't know what you're talking about. Joe Rogan. And it's like, why would I deal with that when I'd rather I could just talk about other stuff? Like we're planning on doing on today's show. We've got a loaded show. Dave Revzin of the Big Ten Network is going to join me in the next segment. I want to ask him how all of this stuff is going to work with the Big Ten. And honestly, I don't know who's good. I mean, I know Ohio State is supposed to be good, but I have questions about the rest of the Big Ten. And maybe Dave can answer some of those questions. BTN Live starts at 6 o'clock tonight. The Illini, they kick off the Big Ten season tonight. So we will talk to him about that. Joe Ostrowski is going to join me at 1 o'clock. We have Joe on usually on Fridays. And I asked him, could he do Friday and Monday? Here's what I want to do. Because, you know, Joe is our sports betting guru. So here's what I want to do with Joe. Today, I want to focus on NFL betting. Non-Bears, like NFL betting, some college football stuff, and maybe a little bit of baseball too. And then Monday, when he's on the show, then we're going to talk about Bears props and things of that nature. So Joe was nice enough to come and hang out on the show in a couple different areas, so I'm glad that he's doing it. James Big Cat Williams is going to be on the show too today. We're talking to him around 1:20. I like talking with Big Cat. I think that he's phenomenal. He's also someone who works with wood, so I want to find out what he's built lately, and I want to ask him about improvement on the Bears offensive line and whether that's something that can be achieved with the same personnel in one season. Oh, that's right, and JJ's on the show at 12:40 because we'll preview the Bears game that we have coming. So we have a loaded show. So a lot of football on today's show because football rates. But let me ask you, not even ask you a question, but talk to you about baseball real quick. I'm so glad that Spiegs broke down how Yasmani Grandal got on the list of players that were finalists for Gold Gloves. Because as a White Sox, as the list was coming out, Herbie was telling me in the talk back, he's like, Grandal and McCann are finalists for Gold Gloves. And I was like, I could maybe make a case for McCann. He's my preference as far as who catches on the Sox. There's no case for Grandal outside of his pitch framing. His pitch framing is phenomenal. He is one of the best in Major League Baseball at pitch framing. But y'all saw the rest of the games. You saw the pop-up that he missed. You saw the mental mistake as a runner. Is coming home and he's not paying attention. You saw the play at the plate where he gets a flip, and yes, it was an awkward flip, but you should probably still catch it. They ended up losing the White Sox a game. So I was befuddled. Befuddled is a great word. Befuddled by him being a finalist, and I'm glad that now I have a better understanding of why he was a finalist. strength of his pitch framing versus this is where I'm a big proponent of marrying the objective and the subjective. The objective to the subjective. And this is one of those cases where you would need both. You would need the statistics to work through this, and you'd also need the naked eye. And the naked eye would tell you that he was not a Gold Glove caliber catcher this year. All right, I need to take a break because we have a lot of football to do on the show. We are going to talk with Dave Revzin as the Big Ten season starts up. I want to pick his brain, find out who's good in the Big Ten. We're going to do that. He's one of my favorite guests. He's always got something really knowledgeable to say. You'll enjoy him. He joins me next here on The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period.
Always a joy to talk to Jerry DiNardo.
Morning, Jerry.
I'm doing great. Man, I miss you guys.
Yeah, David, I don't know that I could pick a surprise team. I think Ohio State, Penn State stand on their own. They're going to be the two best teams. You know, I think Michigan's a great story. I mean, when is it going to happen? I think Northwestern is that third team that could be tied for the West Division.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
For grisly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plan, so I called myhealthpolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose myhealthpolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans. Or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. MyHealthPolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
At JCPenney's Power Penny Days, the prices bring good cheer for all. Jumpstart your holiday saving with $7 select JCPenney Home Quick Dry Towels and $15 select St. John's Bay sweaters for her or flannels for him. Plus, get an extra 25% off a coupon or shop stunning $19 select 1/10 carat diamond jewelry. Short on time? Shop online and pick up curbside. The holidays are starting early at JCPenney. Offers valid 10/22 to 10/25. Conditions and exclusions apply. Jewelry offer excluded from coupon. See store or jcp.com for details.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the Farmers Signal app, and that could get you up to 15% off your auto policy. That's just for using the app and driving like the normal speed limit, hearing full stop, making lane change, signaling human being you are. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state and discount varies. Only available with select Farmers branded policies, subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Drug and Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
It's a simple fact. Masks are part of our daily lives now, but where to find them? Is the company selling them reliable? Where are they made? RB Medical Supply is here to help. We pride ourselves on supplying everyone, regardless of order size. We supply the medical PPE you need. Our masks are 100% made in the USA and backed by our team of product line experts. When you need masks, visit us at rbmedicalsupply.com. Again, that's rbmedicalsupply.com.
Goose Island believes each local pizza place is an important piece of Chicago's rich food future. The city is only complete when they all have a chance to succeed. That's why Goose Island's 312 Urban Wheat Ale is doing its part to support and amplify these key businesses in the month of October. Celebrate National Pizza Month along with Goose Island and your favorite pizza joint. Let's face it, we all deserve some 312 and pizza this year. Visit gooseisland.com/312pizza for more information.
As a pro, you've got what it takes to do your job. But for some jobs, it's good to know you can rent what it takes from the Home Depot. Like pro-grade tools and large equipment. Everything from skid steer loaders and concrete saws to paint sprayers. The kind of gear you need when you need it, only when you need it. And when you're done, just bring it back. For the pro-grade tools you need to finish the job, start with a click on homedepot.com/rent. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacements, so if your car is totaled,